So I want to thank also all of the sponsors. I also want to thank Menachem Lewin, always taking care of everything, including the pages that you have in front of you, and Yaakov Schmarkler, all of the technical stuff. A lot of work goes into this. The pages that you have in front of you are one chelik of a longer shmuza sicha by a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael that I've gotten to know and developed a friendship that I relish, Reuven Sasson. And this was a talk that he gave last year. And when I saw it, I decided that I wanted everything, if there was going to be a Tisha B'Av, it turns out that there is a Tisha B'Av, that everything was going to be leading up to this. Because what I've been talking about since really yesterday morning, last night, today, this is the shorish of all of it. To put everything that we've been talking about into ruchnistic context and even into historical context. The background of this sicha, this shmuz, is the return to Yerushalayim. Return to Yerushalayim. For many, many dairis, for many generations, Jews were dreaming of going back. Many of the keynotes that we said this morning revolve around unbearable ga'aguim, longing for Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash. So something happened in 1967. Those who are old here remember the excitement. My father, Zichron Levracha, was sitting by this little transistor radio that we had. The young people don't know what that is, but Harry, remember transistor radios? So my father was sitting by this little transistor radio, like on the edge of his seat. Every minute, the news coming in from Eretz Yisrael. So we returned to Yerushalayim. So it happened. After so many generations, Om Dosa Yuagdeinu B'Sharach Yerushalayim, we came back. And the feeling that we all had, there was such a euphoria, it's impossible to convey in words. The feeling that we all had was a tremendous smile from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there was a ha'oris panim that we felt, especially those Jews who went through what took place only 22, 23 years before. There was a tremendous ha'oris panim. The feeling of ufanisi aleichem. Ufanisi aleichem. There was that horrible time of haster astir panai, that I am going to hide my face from you, and that was felt and experienced. And then suddenly, there was this reality of Ufanisi Aleichem, that Hashem turned around. Hashem turned around. A feeling of Kiroitza Hashem Ba'amo, that we were, for many, many years, centuries of Golos, and particularly those years of the war, there was a terrible feeling of being pushed away. And suddenly there was this excitement of Ki Raitza Hashem Ba'amo. Hashem, looks like Hashem loves us. Looks like Hashem wants us again. And he brought us to Yerushalayim Shalmata. Yerushalayim in this world. Now everybody knows Chazal. Now Ari HaKadosh spoke so much about this, and all the Svar Makdosh and the Zohar Kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that Shleikonis Yerushalayim Shalmala, that he kivyochel is not going to enter into Yerushalayim Shalmala, into that parallel world of Yerushalayim Shalmala, that Hashem swore that he's not going to enter into that place until Bas Zion. Until Bas Zion. It's a very affectionate and endearing way that Hashem refers to us, Bas Zion. Until Bas Zion would return to Yerushalayim Shalmata. Hashem will not go into Yerushalayim Shalmala. So it happened. How it happened, Nisim in the flows, that we came and we entered into Yerushalayim Shalmata. Not just that Harabayis was B'yadeinu. The Kaisel HaMaravi, the Makam HaMikdash, and other Mekarmes Kedoshim. In that time of that Milchama, that I remember very, very clearly. Actually, when we went on Aliyah in 1970 in Tav Shin Lamed, we lived in Netanya, where that time the vernacular of Netanya was Hungarian, actually, not Hebrew. On the streets, everything was Hungarian. My parents were comfortable there. And we lived on Rehov Milchemet Sheshet Hayamim. That was our street, 36. Rehov Milchemet Sheshet Hayamim, 36. That war was a bechina. There was a feeling that it was a bechina of Pesach. The war took place b'chipazon. It was crazy. The six-day war, Milchemet Sheshes Hayamim. It was crazy. The chipazon, the rush. That a few days before, there was such a churban that was hanging over our heads. And then within 6 days, we were in Yerushalayim and in Chevron. So there was this feeling of Pesach, where b'chipazon there was a tremendous ha'ara from Hashem, that despite our unworthiness, he took us out and brought us back. The only problem is, and that's what this is about, is that Sfiras HaOmer has taken longer than 49 days. It's taken longer than 49 days to get to Mashiach, to get to the end, to get to Keser, to the crown, to Malchus. Shabbat Malchus has taken longer than 49 days. It's taken some years. Chalzo, something happened. The Jewish people entered into Yerushalayim Shalmata. It might not have been the way that earlier generations dreamt it would look like. And the Jews that were fighting for the city didn't always look like our ancestors imagined that their grandchildren would look like, for the most part. But anachnu kan, higanu, we're here. How do we understand this metzias we're in right now? So let's learn. On page Yud Beis, on the bottom where it says, Chazor El Hashem. Shehisrachaknu me'al admaseinu zelo haya rak vichu geografi techni. All of the years that we were kept away from our land and from our city, it wasn't just a geographical distance. Ela ba'omek ha'inyin hisrachaknu b'madregas ahava. But of course, on a deeper level, we felt that the ahava was missing, that love of Hashem was missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hister mi'itanu panav. Hashem hid his face from us. Sakoisa be'onon lach me'avur tefila. As we learned last night, that there was this heavy cloud between heaven and earth, and our tefilas, we felt that we were cast michutz l'machana, And the Pasuk says that our tefillos were having difficulty reaching their destination. Haneshama histalkim itano. For the long years of galus, those who learned Hakitzur around and know that the Sefer begins with this, that through those long years of galus, there was this feeling that haneshama histalkim itano, that we were alive, but the neshama histalkim itano, but the essence, the neshama, had left us. Umemela gam hispazarnu. Once the neshama leaves the body, then the body itself deteriorates. Umemela gam hispazarnu. As a result of this histalkus of the neshama, of the shechina, in galus, physically, the body of the Jewish people, our metzias, disintegrated, and we became dispersed throughout the world. The same way that the human body falls apart. After the neshama leaves, it begins to fall apart. And in galus, we were like limbs that were crushed, broken, dispersed, chaloshim v'chasvei einim, weak, without strength. K'moshim atuba parasha, as it says in the Teichacha, which is when Rav Sasson gave this shmuz last year, it says there in the pasuk, ve'vesi merach bilavavam, there'll be a faintness of heart, a weakness of heart. The rodaf oisam kol ole nidaf, and the sound of a driven leaf shall send them running. Thus we'll lose our, in galus we lost our omets, our courage as a people. We lost our courage. So the sound of a driven leaf. The rodaf oisam kol ole nidaf would send us running in fear. That's how we lived all of the years in galus, amongst our enemies. B'matzav kazeh, lo yochel lo hifia kesher shel ahava. In that matzav of terror, of fear, of weakness, of vulnerability, there can't be a kesher shel ahava. The same way a marriage like that, there's no kesher of ahava. In a home where the children live in such a way, there's no kesher shel ahava, there's fear, there's weakness and so on, but not ahava. Hishbati eschem, shiyashim hishbati eschem b'nais Yerushalayim. Ma te'iru ma te'iru es ahava shetechbas. It says in Pasuk that we were sworn, do not awaken or arouse the love until it pleases Hashem. The shvur, which means that love was dormant between Hashem and Klal Yisrael during that time of galus, and we were told, don't even think that you can awaken it or arouse it. Of course, there was tzaddikim that took that very, very literally. We're not going into that sugi right now. Ad kedei kach, that any kind of a collective effort on the part of the Jewish people to come back to our home was seen as a violation of that oath. And as you know, there were great tzaddikim even in our generation who believed in that very strongly and continue to believe in that. Ad shetechpatz, until Hashem wants, until it pleases Hashem to resume this relationship of love. That's galus. So we just sat. We sat it out in all these horrible places, wherever Jews lived, wherever we were sent, as the body of Am Yisrael deteriorated. We understood, it was told to us that it needs to begin from above. The reawakening, the reconciliation, to resume the way that it once was, that had to begin from above. It was understood that only when the signal that Hashem's silence had ended from above, and that Hashem would reveal that the time had come, Livnoisa Be'esh, to rebuild Yerushalayim with fire, that until that time we had to be silent and wait. Va'oz ki chofes Hashem boch va'atzech tiboil. But the sign would come of Hashem's desire. It's like a chasnakal, the way that the Navi describes it. Ki chofes Hashem boch va'atzech tiboil. I can't translate that. In the English translation I looked, it says until Hashem's desire would be there. Again, Hasan Kala. Va'artzech tibol, you all know that tibol is a lotion of intimacy with a husband and wife. The English translation is until the land will be inhabited. But you know, you want to keep it for general audiences. But artzech tibol. Tibol. Hashem yo'ires ahava michadosh. Only when Hashem will be mo'ira this love, the ancient love, again. Va'oz, and then, and only then, nachzor. And only then will it happen that nachzor liyushalayim. Only when we get that signal of ad shetechpatz, that chefetz of Hashem, then would we return to Yerushalayim. And after we would return, then, as a people, then Yerushalayim Shalmala will be inhabited fully. Madrega zu hayfia b'shechur Yerushalayim. This demonstration of Chefetz Hashem, of Hashem's desire, this turning of his face towards the Kala, towards us, took place when Yerushalayim was freed, Shechur Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim was liberated. Kishem Shagolus Vahisrachakus Yerushalayim. No, we're not going to. The time is limited, so I'm not going to go. If you look at the note, because you're wondering what about 1948, we're not going to go into that right now. But because then you look at the note, the Shechur of Yerushalayim in 1967 was a very, very powerful and clear demonstration of Chefetz Hashem, that the desire of Hashem was there. Kishem Shagolus Yisrachakus Mishlaim Einirak Technis, the same way that the Golus and the distance from Yishlaim was not just a geographical, technical matter, Elabitu the Madregas Chaim Shehisrachakum matter, but it was an expression or a manifestation of the loss of a certain intimacy, a certain life that we once had with Hashem, a certain way that we lived with Hashem. When we had Yerushalayim, we had the Beis HaMikdash, Sanhedrin, and Kruvim, and Nevuah. Kein achazor el Yerushalayim ein rak shinui geografi. So too, when we were sent away from Yerushalayim, it wasn't just a matter of geography. It was a very strong statement on Hashem's part when we were pushed away. It was clear. But so too, the return to Yerushalayim, Einarak Shinui Geografi. The return to Yerushalayim was not just a matter of geography either. It was an expression or a demonstration that once again we have a Shaychus, Ela Madrega Haruchanish to Yerushalayim. That once again, we have a shaychus to Yerushalayim, to the Madrega of Yerushalayim, to what Yerushalayim means, meaning to the Beis HaMikdash, to Sanhedrin, to the whole thing. We have a shaychus to Yerushalayim. It wasn't just a moving. This could be compared to a divorce that causes the family, the house, to fall apart. When the couple gets divorced and they leave, they're no longer living together. It's not just a technical change of where you're living. When that couple packs their bags, maybe one stays here and the other one goes somewhere else, but when those bags are packed, when that ex-wife or ex-husband is packing the bag and heading outside to leave, that's not just a change of location. It's a bitur of the shever shebeneihem. It's a horrible and very, very clear, profound expression of this shever, of this shattering that took place, of the churban, of the home. Mi'idach, and therefore, mi'idach, conversely, chazer osim lezgari achtav, their return, when there's a return to live once again together. In other words, let's say there wasn't yet a get, there was a separation, or maybe it's machzik gushoso, whatever, and they're coming back together. So if there was a separation and they're moving apart from each other, it's terrible. It's an expression of that shever shebeneihem. But if it works out and they move back together, then that's an edus, a very deep edus, that the time has come l'chadesh ahavasam kekedem, to renew the love, stronger than ever before. Kach tzrichem onu lahabit el oimek ha-tahalich eloki shalachazur esen Yerushalayim. This is the way that we should look at the depth of this godly process, of this tahalich eloki that brought us back to Yerushalayim. This is the way we should look at our return to Yerushalayim after long years of separation. That war, the six-day war, was a neis upela. The whole thing was a neis upela. That Hashem clearly was turning the wheels, bringing us back. There are no coincidences in the life of the Jewish people. Afilo shall call prat b'Yisrael. That's even in the life of any individual Jew. When such a thing happened to Am Yisrael, the return to Yerushalayim, that's not b'mikre. Everything that happens in the world, everything that happens even in nature, is of course hashgacha pratis. All of the wondrous miracles that took place, those 6 days. With this clear emuna that everything that was taking place, all of these miracles, were me'eis Hashem. We should look la'oimek ha'mahalach hazeh and try to understand what does it mean that Hashem brought us back. What do these miracles, what does this all mean? Lo b'mikre higanu al shari Yerushalayim. Wasn't that because we're a better army and this or that and the Americans were behind? Lo b'mikre higanu al shari. It's not b'mikre by coincidence that we returned to shari Yerushalayim. V'lo b'stam yus oimdo shari v'glenu b'chatzos b'es Hashem. It wasn't stam that our feet were standing b'chatzos b'es Hashem. Even the most hardened and secular soldiers were sobbing like little babies. The geographical change that took place was only a window through which we look in to see something very deep, some Pnimius Dikit changes has taken place in the world, in the history of Am Yisrael. The Oymek HaKeshe between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Oysa Hava Aza. That powerful, powerful, infinite love. Shenestalka v'nelmo b'churban habayis, that packed up and left, packed up its bags and left. But the churban habayis so many years ago, Tisha B'Av so many years ago, heileches v'chazeres eileinu. That love is home, has come back. The love has returned. Yushalayim hi amokim shel ahava v'adveikus. Yushalayim is the home. Yushalayim is the place of that ahava, of that dveikus. It's our home with Hashem Yisbarach, chas and kala, husband and wife. V'chazor eilech mi'id al kach, and the return to Yushalayim bears testimony. Shemadrega so ahava mifa'emes bepnimius am Yisrael, that this madrega of ahava is not only that Hashem is feeling it, but that we're back together and that deep inside of us, there is also this arousal of Ahava, of Chefes. Now this love can come out from being dormant and hidden, El HaPoel, and it would come out that we should be as Galia in a revealed, clear way. Rav Sasson says, I'm not saying that right away it happened that our feelings of love, that we reciprocated Hashem's love, and it came out clearly from us. Ella she nizra v'heira ba'oimek halavavus. But we believe that ahava, that love of Hashem, was once again infused within us. We felt it deep within us. Ba'oimek halavavus. And during this time of Sfiras HaOmer, so to speak, we have to reveal, we have to work on revealing this ahava, of bringing it out. That should come out into the world. That's how it's explained in the Svarim. That when the time has come to move to a higher madrega, to the next madrega, in Kedusha, whenever it's time to move to another, to the next Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meyeh bevasachas es ha'or shel oisa ha'madrega, Hashem, like by Pesach, when it was time for us to move on, Hashem, in a flash, in a powerful flash of lightning, Hashem reveals that Madrega, v'horuzu nizraz ba'oimek alavobas v'anishamas, like by Pesach. And that or, that light, is infused, injected into the oimek of the levavos, of the hearts and the neshamas. La'achar mikain, because this is a world of bechira chavshes. And this is a world that until Mashiach comes is still the Eitz HaDa'as, Tov and Ra. La'achar mikain bo ha'avayda mitzideinu. Hashem's ready. Chofetz bono Hashem. Hashem showed us in Ta'irim Ta'iru was Ahava Ashetech, but Hashem showed us His love. He showed us the return of desire. But La'achmi Kain Boha Avaydim Itzidein, but then it's time for us to work hard. So to connect ourselves, to feel that, to become aware of it, to acknowledge that it's there, to go beyond all of the Tzibrachenkeit and the horrible conditioning, indoctrination over so many years of not believing that that's possible, of not being in that place, of not feeling that. It's like the night of the Seder. So everybody knows the meaning of the Seder night and the whole Kisveri, the whole Seder of the Leil HaSeder is that there was this sudden explosion of Geula, of light. Then in a moment Hashem illuminated our lives with that light. And then the avodah of Sfiras Omer is now to try during Sfiras Omer to reveal this in a way that we could live with in our lives from day to day. The light, that aur of Pesach, of the Gilui Shechina, of the Leil HaSeder, Zu Gilui Shechina, of the Leil HaSeder. Laila Kayoin Yoyer, it was at night, but it was the light, the powerful light of Gula. And now how to adjust to that light and how to live in that way. This too can be compared to the relationship between a man and a woman. That when the husband and wife are together, there is that hashpah of Yesod, and there is that seed. And it contains within it all the DNA, all that could potentially be through the fertilization that will take place and the birth of that child. All of the DNA is there. Over the 9 months in the mother's womb, the fetus is nurtured and develops. This is a marshal to help us understand the yachas. Ben mahalach eloki, the next page, ben ha'avoda misidenu, the mahalach of Hashem and our responsibility, our work. Hashem meir or bevasachas, just like by Pesach, the husband is meir the or that comes bevasachas. That's bevasachas. From the husband. Or is there Ruhl at Tzadik? It's the mid of Yesod. Or is there Ruhl at Tzadik? Who Nizra Bikir Beinim. And Hashem's light, that powerful light, was Nizra Bikir Beinim. We were filled with that light. It was planted within us. May Oysa Harega, from that moment, it is rumbling and moving inside the depths of the hearts. Wants to be in the world, to come to the world. There is this great push from within towards birth, this kicking and pushing. It's pushing us to bring out this DNA that we have from Hashem, this Ahava, this Zera Kodesh that we have from Kivyochel himself. And there are impulses that surface. And there are things that have changed and that come to the surface, different israchashios, different feelings, different things are taking place. And just like having the baby is very, very painful, for this his galus to take place and for the child to be born, there are all kinds of things that go on during pregnancy and then in the process of giving birth. Sometimes that light of Hashem's or faces a certain kind of a wall, a challenge. The same way that the baby, Lo'aleinu, the infant in coming out, there could be all kinds of dangerous things that happen. The thing can wrap around Chalila Rat, around its neck. All kinds of things can happen. And there are some internal complications. Conflicts, complications. And Masha Halev wrote between what the depths of the Jewish heart wants now, to give birth to this reciprocated love. Leben Masha Hachaim Haritzoniim Vahatoidatiim Hurgulu. There's oftentimes a tremendous gap between what the depths of the heart wants and what we consciously think that we want and our practical day-to-day experiences. This takes place even in the life of the individual, not just in the life of the nation. Where the heart of a Jew wants very, very badly to move to the next madrega, to a madrega to come to life. It should be a lebedikah davening, a lebedikah learning, a lebedikah benam lechaveiro, a kedusha. The heart wants very badly to have this or this madrega schaim. Ach yitzorech ba'omal godol, but in order for it to be fully revealed, there needs to be tremendous work, hard work. Kedei lahitzi zayis el apoil, to bring it out. Ulenateves achayim l'or ha-madrega, to channel this life, l'or ha-madrega ha-pnimis ha-mizbakeshes, to channel this awakening, this powerful feeling of excitement and urgency, to channel it into that way that it needs to be channeled into the right and holy and healthy way. Kach l'fam adam higil ha-bashlus, Shailus. So very often we see this, that a person is ripe and ready for change. So you have a bocher, and the time has come for him to get married, and he wants to get married. He wants very badly to get married. But he's postling up every single girl that he meets, and each one of them was wonderful, and he could have married any of them. But the bacher is stuck in that world of bechira, and he can't commit himself to moving forward to the madrega sachaim of reichaim and misha shahafta. Shehugo luchios levad. He got so used to living in Golis, to living by himself. He can't imagine there's anything better than his apartment, where he takes his dirty socks and underwear, and he made a little hoop for himself, and he imagines that he's Walt Frazier. I don't know anybody more recent. Jordan, Michael Jordan, and he swishes his socks through the metal hanger on the door. I'm talking from experience.
He comes up against, he can't be born. He comes up, he can't move on to the Madrega Sachaim, Reichaim, Misha, Shahafta. Why? Because he has all of these, he meets up with all of these Hergelim, these old habits, that they're not allowing him to express himself emotionally, to open up to this wonderful young lady that he's dating, or Bechlal to go out on a date. He can't bring himself l'chaim zugim to live with somebody. He's gonna be crazy about her. He's gonna be happy. He's gonna love her. He can't. And she's ready. She wants to move ahead. She wants to get engaged, and she wants to make a date for the chasten to go look for a hall. Hakenisht.
Yesh kan conflict ben apnimius v'chitzonius. There's a conflict between the pnimius and the chitzonius. Deep inside of himself, he's ready. He wants to move ahead to the next. He wants to go to Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. He wants Mashiach. He wants Gula. Deep inside of him, he wants to get married. His heart is longing for this. He's always crying that he's lonely, he's miserable. He hates his roommate. He can't stand being like this. And he's got all kinds of yetzaharulach and taivas. He wants to get on with life. He wants to move ahead.
But there are all kinds of chitzonius, the kehergelim, habits that are not allowing him to reveal this, to move ahead with this. The pain that he has with this, the yisurim are terrible. Terrible. Amukim, very deep. He doesn't know what's wrong with him. He can't express, he can't talk, he's not able even to emote to himself, to come into contact with his own emotions, and he knows she's wonderful, and he doesn't understand. And she says, forget it, you're a batlan, and she goes and she leaves him. By the time, like he says in Shir Hashim, Kamti, and he left Torch L'doidi, Doidi Chomak Avar, right? By the time he gets up to open the door, she's already gone. Now I'm ready. She has her third anniversary already. He says, I'm ready. The fact that he's having all of these problems, you should not interpret this as meaning that he does not want to get married. It's not true. There are some people that have deeper inyanim, but he wants to get married. Hakoshi u chitzoni. The koshi, this difficulty, is chitzoni. Ve'eno meid al apnimius. It doesn't bear any testimony. It doesn't say anything about the pnimius. Kach mamish gam benegele is garim sheyesh la'am Yisrael. It's mamish a marshal of the challenges that we're having, that the Jewish people are having. Benegele sheiches al kodesh, without sheiches to Yerushalayim, without Shaychus to Kedusha, without Shaychus to learning, to davening, to mitzvahs, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagam shanaroyim, lefamim koshim, anirim kivyochol, kinesiga. We see certain times in our lives there are setbacks. Mibakoshas HaKedusha, v'ashaychus l'orish Yerushalayim. That we see that there are certain setbacks in our feelings for Yerushalayim, and our connection to Yerushalayim, and our devotion to Yerushalayim. And we can't go back. We feel that it's impossible to go there. All of these difficulties are chitzonim. They come from thousands of years of bad habits. Thousands of years. That somehow over time we just settled into all different kinds of places, and especially when you could put up a couple of shuls and a couple of schools, and you put up a couple of bakeries and a takeout, and so machaserli, you have single guys talk like that too. Machaserli, we have our Shabbos get together with our friends. You have singles, they go on like that. We have our Shabbos get together. Machaserli, machaserlecha, machaserli. What's missing? And I don't have to have somebody that's always, I have to, you know, it could be annoying to be married. You have a lot of things you have to take care of. It's expensive. And a lot of my friends, they tell me that she hacks them day and night with different things. What do I need it for? Ani mapsut. Ani samech. Tov li kacha. Tov, that's the most pathetic matzav. Tov li kacha. The tov li. Ach ein hem mi'idim al alayv. Sometimes the person works so hard because he's so terrified that he manages to bring this Narishkeit deep into his heart. But Belev HaPnimi, but the truth is, as far as Am Yisrael is concerned, Kol Yisrael Kshurim V'Achuzim Bo'er HaKdushos Hashiv Yishalayim. And Pnimi is the entire Jewish people, every Jew, is bound, Lev V'Nefesh, to Yishalayim. The Kedush of Yishalayim. Not because it's so nice, not because I stay in a nice hotel, not because I found a good restaurant, not because it's so much fun to go sightseeing, and I like Jewish heritage, you know, that stuff. Not because of that, but Pnimius, Kedushas Yerushalayim. Shifas Ha'or Nizra Milomalo. There was a powerful infusion of light, 1967. When he brought us back to Yerushalayim. Powerful, powerful light. Kivyochla Hashem, the husband, powerful light. Mikan ve'elach hischila avoides habirur. Since that time,
There's this avoid of biur, of working it out, working it through, acknowledging it, coming to terms with it, enjoying it, feeling it, expressing it, living it. Biru toidat here is saini, that there should be something that we have to be mavarit in our actual awareness. Toda means that we should be aware of it and we should want it. Lavin mi anu, to understand who are we. Umahalev shalom avakeshim. What does the heart really want? Adashi is galahar chutz b'milua, until the light will come out completely. V'yimshach ba'avoyses ahavas kol Yisrael, until the entire Jewish people are brought back with powerful ropes of love. Achein nidreshes avoyda gedayla, but it takes a lot of work. Kedei lagal oyses arazet, to reveal this light. To bring it from the depths of the heart, to bring it out, in a way of thinking, to think differently, not to think in a gullistic way, to feel differently, but in our actual lives, this is a mission. This is not simple. This is not a simple thing. Should the reshes omal rav, that requires tremendous work. V'achein onuroim. We see shalom rosh shehiganu mamish l'mokam hamikdash. We see that even though we mamish came to the place of the Beis Hamikdash in 1967, we came to the mokam hamikdash, and now Yerushalayim belongs to us. It always did, but we thought it didn't. But Adayin, Am Yisrael Adayin lo hisdaris miyad livnoisai. We didn't rush immediately to rebuild her. Yes, there's beautiful construction, and there are cranes, and there's construction all over. But Kol Zaman, that the mosque is sitting there. And we came back in 1967, and there were all kinds of political svaras, ahin and aher, instead of what we knew needed to be done at that time, which was to blow up that Avodah Zarah. It didn't happen. Hatoidah hagluya adayin eina mevin es omak hamashmos. That means that in our revealed way of thinking and feeling, we don't yet get it. We just don't get it. We don't understand the deeper meaning of what happened in that war. We don't get it. And there's all kinds of fighting and arguing, how Jews do that, back and forth, all kinds of deis and all kinds of pshatim and pshatlach, and back and forth with chazals and svarim, and then the religious and the not religious, and the svadim, ashkenazim, and everything, back and forth going on, Jews fighting, lakan lakan. And we're in this tremendous deep bira, soviv, zahusa, mahusa, to try to know who are we and what's our identity, that there are Jews, that why should we fight for Eretz Yisrael? Soldiers no longer, many soldiers. Why, who, what? It's not, is it really ours? There are Jews in Eretz Yisrael who feel that the Palestinians are right. Yehud of Tachlis are Jews who don't feel anymore the Yehud, the destiny, and the Tachlis of the Jewish people. All of these things are going on, v'chitzonius, during this long sphere. Sometimes it's really weird stuff that's going on, really far from a Jewish way of thinking, so far. And you have all kinds of politicians and writers and all kinds of artists, all different kinds of Jews who are trying to pull their fellow Jews away from this truth of Yerushalayim Shalmata, and the zivug with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushalayim Shalmala. HaRachoykim Meha'or Shal Yerushalayim Mekdushas HaMikdash, people who are very, very far and talk about things in a way that's very far from the whole Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaMikdash, Bechlal no inyan of Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Kol HaBiyah, so give away Yerushalayim, give away part of Yerushalayim too. There are Jews that are behind that, that are in favor of that. Let's just do another sentence, and we'll daven. Kol habirurim ha'elam misrachas shim b'rivadim agluyim. All of these birurim are taking place externally. B'taydo, b'tfisa z'chaim, in our conscious way of living, b'ritzoynis ha'levis, naguyas ha'maisiyas, and just practical ritzoynis in our and day-to-day life. Ach b'mamakim, however, b'mamakim in the depths, b'lev ha'pnimi shel am Yisrael, in the deep, deep, lev pnimi shel am Yisrael, yeshna shaychus azav amuk el ha'kodesh. There is a powerful, deep connection to the Kodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim Shalmala, El Madrega so Ahava Vahadvekis B'Hashem, to that Madrega of Ahavas, of Ahava, to that love that Hashem, that desire that Hashem has shown us. We want, we just don't know what to do when we're fighting and arguing and crying. We don't know what to do with this change, with this transformation, with Hashem showing us this Chayfet. We don't know what to do with this. Continue with the davening. Okay. I said there are chevy here that weren't for the first part, so I'm not insulted if you're learning something else. And you know, listen, maybe pick up something here at the end. So on the top of page Tesvav, as a bituim lakach niton liras bitzimon haruchni, there are many manifestations of this turbulent and wonderful change, this transition from Golus to the world of Gula. There are many manifestations. There are many ways that this is expressed, that we see how things are different. It's Simon Haruchni Shahilch Mizgab Bam Yisrael. We see an increasing spiritual thirst, that Simon Ruchni, that we see that all the years of Golus, that again, you always had, there were always great tzaddikim, and there were, but to see such a widespread Simon for Ruchnius, which is getting stronger, Shalach Mizgab Bam Yisrael, Simon Lepnimius, a tremendous Simon. This is just, go look in the Svarma store, see what people are learning and what people are thinking about and the different chaburas and what's going on. There's a tremendous Simon for Pnimius. In other words, there is this chayfetz, there is this desire, this awakening for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'nishmas haTorah, for the neshama of the Torah, l'pnimius hakesh l'Hashem, to resume this kesher with Hashem. It was the neshama of the Jewish people is picking up on this hisoros of ahava that's coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, this transmission, this light of ahava that's coming from Hashem Yisbarach. Kol mi shemabit beperspektivia perspektivas rechavas aruchas. So whoever looks at this in a broad, in a bigger perspective, shall esver shonim, that not why it hasn't thing, why doesn't it change today, but over the course of time and years, yochel liras es atalich sha'am Yisrael oiver, can see that we're going through something. There's something remarkable. There's something historical that is taking place. Ketzed hu yoytzim ha-golos, how we're finally leaving Golos. Again, that doesn't mean that everybody is necessarily picked up and gone, and that doesn't even mean that everybody that's necessarily has left Golos. But something has changed. V'halech v'shav el b'riyuso, that the nation is on its way back to its health, b'riyuso. La'at la'at, shav el shlemuso haruchanis. Slowly, slowly, the nation is returning to its shleimus, its ruchnis dikish shleimus. Zui Torah shleima v'amukash and nichtavu aleha svarim rabim. There's much written about this. Hamlamdim lahabid la'oimik. Lizhoi says atalich apnimi. There are many svarim that are being written now over these past years, since that time of the Six-Day War. There are many, many svarim that are written helping us to try to see in a deeper way, to identify that this tahlich pnimi, that there's something going on. There's some tahlich pnimi that's taking place. Bo kayemes eskadmus veskarbus lakadusha vel shleimus agula. Where there is this movement, this hiskarvus, getting closer and closer to kadusha, vel shleimus agula. It would have been impossible to think of there being such a divatara like a limud like we're doing right now, 30, 40 years ago when I was growing up. Or even the keenness that's taking place everywhere, that right now there are probably, 5,000 programs that are going on. I don't know how Charlie is speaking at each of them, but there are 5,000 programs that are going on. And again, the older Chevy here remembers what Tisha B'Av was like 50 years ago. I mean, if you were holding the little booklet the right way, it was already a chiddush, you understand? If you were holding it the right way, it was already a chiddush. It's like, everybody just sitting back in this, that 75 cents package of misery, sitting there, Hebrew Publishing Company, glossy page. You can't read it if it's too much light in the room. What? People want. People are looking. They want. There's this simon. Something's amazing that has happened over these years. It's amazing. Tara amuka zu gam lamedes lahavin nachonis hamashberim va'et garim. And this Torah that's coming out now, like this Torah that's coming out is also revealing to us a deeper way how to deal with mashberim, which means the crises in life and challenges. Etgarim is challenges. Shanim lefamim kinesigos kashas mehakodesh, which on the surface seem to us to be major setbacks in this march towards Yerushalayim, in this march towards Mashiach. But with the help of learning, when you learn Panimius HaTorah, when you're learning this form, you begin to understand what these little baby steps back, what they mean in the bigger picture of where we are right now. Likros HaMapala Oimik, and they teach us, these svarim and these teachers help us to understand, to read HaMapa, to read the map. La'oimik. U'bakach liros is HaTov HaPnimi Shegonuz Ba'am Yisrael, and to see the Tov HaPnimi that's Gonuz Ba'am Yisrael, that's the Tov HaPnimi. Imagine, I don't know what's going to be this year with Uman because of the matzav over there, but how many Jews were there last year? Can I know? Such things, all these different things that have been going on. Lahavin satzara hagadol shuhu yetzei lapol, and these svarim are helping us to understand the urgency of how all of this big Pesach that happened, that it needs to be brought out lapol. Bilias shutfim b'hagdalosu v'hadarato, and that we should all be shutfim. We should all take a role and be partners in this increasing light that's revealed. Klolo shodover. The bottom line is etzem ha'aga el Yerushalayim. The very fact that we returned to Yerushalayim in 1967. Shenitna lanu b'neis upela meis Hashem. That Yerushalayim was given back to us with this great miracle from Hashem. Harihi mi'ida al esnoitzus hamadrega hamuka shalakesh shel Hashem. There's nothing that bears greater testimony to this new reality of that old ancient kesher of Ahav with Hashem coming back, being once again part of our lives. Madregas Ahav of Advekas. All the conversation now is about Ahav and Advekas. Ahav and Advekas. Therefore, we understand that the time has come to do whatever we can to be ma'ira this love in our children, our grandchildren, our students, and each other, to be ma'ira this ahava, ad shetove kalapideh, till it burns like a fiery torch. For all the long years of galus, we were in the zufim, which means we were cast aside, we were pushed away. And Hashem gave us very strong, very clear instructions. We swore that we were going to wait until he awakened the desire, until he showed us that he wants it, until he showed us that he's back in, that he wants to move in with us again. Taught to us in the Nevuas of Yeshaya, that we're now going to be laning every Shabbos. Shalachas Yisnoitzes Mirayim Rotzna Hashem Bono. That once Hashem gives the signal, and we have that wink that he wants very, very badly to have this relationship with us, and that the galus is, that way of galus is finished. And that Hashem's chefes is to be together with us. As I onu tzrichim l'soyre b'chol ois, we have to take this cue, and we have to be m'soyre b'chol ois with all of our strength. L'oyre es ahava, to uncover this ahava within ourselves, and to respond to Hashem's demonstration of excitement, of love. V'loy lishkoid v'loy lanuach. That's how we began yesterday, Shabbos Chazon, and all of the talking through Tisha B'Av was this nakuda. Loy lishkoit, not to be silent, not to be quiet. Lo lanuach, and not to rest. Asher Torah b'chol avukas oiru ublapid Yeshuasa asher yivra, until the entire fire of the Yeshua is revealed. Zeu sho'ome Yeshaya Navi. And this is what the Navi Yeshaya is saying. She'ein lonu lishtoik v'lachashais. Not to be quiet anymore. Not to be silent. We're not a bunch of lo yuslachs anymore, sitting in Gola someplace with a bunch of anti-Semites in Poland or in Taiman or in Morocco. Ain't lo nolishtoik v'lachshayz. Ada she yizgala oirish Yerushalayim, until the light of Yerushalayim is fully revealed. Lo oiris atzmenu v'af lahaskiris ahava klape shmaya, and to be moir ourselves, and to express how it hurts us that we're not there yet, and how painful it is for us to see that there are so many things that are against this, and so on. Al titni domiloi. Don't let Hashem be silent. Don't let that hisaris within ourselves to be silent. U'mavarish yeish la'asoyz kein lefisha kvar Hashem chafetz b'kach, and the only reason that we know that we can do this and we can scream and yell and that it's no longer the mahalach to be silent is because Hashem has showed us that he's chafetz b'kach, that he wants this. He wants us to want what he wants. Kfi sho'omer ki chafetz Hashem bach. Chafetz Hashem bach. L'chein yesh lanu lo'ira es ahava mitzidenu. Therefore, we have to be mo'ira the ahava mitzidenu. K'chosna mechayach el kaloso. Like the chosn, when the chosn is smiling to the kala. U'b'kach hivinas haremez ashehu remez lo. And the kala understands from that smile of the chosn. Shubavakish kifosta, that he wants to be closer to her. She understands from the look on his face. And he understands from her. U'meyle himas harez kenegdo l'galas ahavosa. And so she's megala her ahava. So Hashem is baruch has winked to us, and he's smiling to us. And Rimela, the Kala, that's us, has to be Misoira, connect Lagala Sahavasa. The Kala is very shy. The Kala is a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit embarrassed. But the Kala has to be Misoira, that this Ahava, to respond to the gesture that's made by the Chas. Vafloira, Yoyisev, Yoyisev, Sahavasa. And the Kala then is Moira, more and more Ahava in the Chas. Kach Hashem is barachiyach elenu b'yom bo hechziranu l'Yerushalayim. So too, Hashem, on the day that he brought us back to Yerushalayim, Hashem smiled at us. Herulonu es chefzo resayna. He showed us his chefetz and his rotzen. V'meila mikan tzichem onu l'geshes l'avayim mitzidino. Therefore, we have to work now laharas shukaseinu v'chibaseinu elu yisbarach, to show our love for him and to smile back and to be more with each other, more and more ahava v'aflavakish v'nei shigali yosef yosef zavos, and to ask Hashem's bracha that we want to see more in a clearer way, and we can't go on anymore like this without that ahava being shown to us. Elu hem psukei anavi Yeshaya v'kach kosev, and these are the psukim in Navi in Yeshaya samach beis that I was referring to yesterday. For the sake of Tzion, for Yerushalayim, I won't be silent. L'man Yerushalayim lo eshkot, and l'man Yerushalayim, I will no longer be still. I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to be still. Ad yetzei kanoiga tzidka v'yishuasa, until her light and her victory emerges resplendent. Kilapid yiva, like a burning torch. Lo ye'amer lach od azuva. Never again shall Yerushalayim be called forsaken. Never again. And nor shall Eretz Yisrael ever be called desolate. Kilochi yikarei
Hephzibah. From now on, Hashem says, you're going to be called, the Navi told us, you're going to be called the one in whom I delight, the one whom I desire. That's what Eretz Yisrael's new name is, Hephzibah. And the Jewish people's new name is Hephzibah, no longer Azuva, no longer Shmeima. L'artzech Be'ula. Again, Be'ula, intimacy. L'artzech Eretz Yisrael Be'ula is Hashem's Kala, Hashem's bride. And Eretz Yisrael will bring forth fruit, will bring forth children. Yichofas Hashem Bach. V'artzech Tiboel. Because Hashem is longing for you. He desires you. And the land shall be married. V'artzech Tiboel, married. It's even more than being married. Ki yival bachu besula, yivoluch banayich, umesoyz chas nakala, yosis alayich elokayich. The way the bachu and his kala are together, that joy, yosis alayich elokayich, of that connection, of that intimacy. Alchal mesayich Yerushalayim, hifkadeti shomrim. So Hashem says, I have set on your walls, shomrim. Those are the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who are speaking to us in the language of pnimius, in the language of the heart, in the language of Nishmas Yisrael, who are speaking to us from a deep, deep, real place, not the ones, the dashanim and those rabbanim that are talking the same. The tzaddikim who are talking from that place of Nishmas Yisrael, that place of chofetz Hashem, of chefzi bach, chofetz Hashem bach. These are the shomrim that Hashem has pointed, the guardians who are on the walls. Kol hayom v'chol halayla, all day and all night. Tomid lo yecheshu. They're never ever quiet. They never ever rest, these tzaddikim. Hamazkirim es Hashem. Al domi lachem. Those who are maskirim es Hashem, these tzaddikim, al domi lachem. Don't be silent. And don't give Hashem, don't let Hashem be silent. Don't give Hashem any rest. Ad yechoinen v'ad yosim es Yerushalayim tehila b'aretz. Until Hashem will establish and place once again Yerushalayim as the tehila, as the beauty, as the splendor of the entire world. So, however, that's the way that we began. And that's the way that we end. The Nakuda of Oimdas Yerugleni B'Shavach Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim HaBnuya Ki Ish HaChub Al HaYachtov, one of the biggest things that's needed now. Levin was talking about it this morning, Ahavas Yisrael, Ki Ish HaChub Al HaYachtov, because he alluded to all the fighting and the arguing and the screaming that's going on between Jews at this time. And the reason for all of this fighting in Yerushalayim Shalmata is because there is this consciousness, there is this awareness that something has changed. But that triggers in different people different things. Those who are deep into Kedusha, it triggers unbelievable aliyah in Avodas Hashem. But there are those who are very, who are not ready yet, who are not there yet. And this change, this shift that has taken place towards Geula, this demonstration of Hashem's love is triggering in many, many Jews all kinds of different things. And as a result of that, we're missing this Lamana Chayv Reyaya Dabanda Shalom Bach, Laman Beis Hashem Lekino Vaksha Toivlach, that there are these Muhammads that are constantly going on between Jews. But even these milchamas, as Rav Kook spoke about, because he was caught in the crossfire, Rav Kook. He was a mazkir es Hashem, a lover of Yerushalayim, and he was caught in the crossfire of how Jews behaved and reacted to that awakening of Hashem's love. And therefore he saw, even in the anger and even in the fighting, Rav Kook saw a resurgence of that longing to connect, of that Ahava Mitzidenu from us. And therefore, even the arguing and the fighting, those are also, as painful as they are, they're all steps towards the Shem Yichud Kutshubichu Shchintai, to that Yichud of Kutshubichu Shchintai, Yerushalayim Shamali, Yerushalayim Shalmata. Let me end with a tiny little story. I think I might have told it to you a year or two ago this time. I don't remember.
was it the tzaddik Rabbi Chil from Alexander? Rabbi Chil from Alexander, when he was a little boy, he was learning in Cheder. And he came home sobbing, crying. He came home from Cheder. His father was a big tzaddik, a big guy, and a Feivel from Gritza. So his father asked him, what is it? What happened in Cheder? What happened? And the kid is crying. Rabbi Chil from Alexander, his son is crying and crying. His father can't get anything out of him. Finally, the father sends the shamas to go and bring the melamed from Cheder, to bring the boy's rabbi. And the melamed comes, and Rav Feivel asks the melamed what happened to Yechiel. He came home, he can't talk, he's crying the whole time. He can't even talk. So the rabbi said that I was learning with him a little bit of Navi. And I learned with the children how the Plishtim took the Aron of Hashem. The Plishtim took the Aron of Hashem. And that the Aron was in captivity. And when I said that, little Yechiel just ran out of the cheder. He's screaming and crying, I'm so sorry. So Rav Feivel told the Malamed that I want you to sit down with Yechiel and I want you to learn with him the next capital, the next parak in Navi, where the next parak talks about how the Plishtim brought the Aron back, the Kavod Gadol, that the Aron came back to Machne Yisrael, to the Jewish people. And you'll see that little Yechiel will be fine, that he'll be happy. So I guess that's a good way to end Yontif, that it should be a Yontif. And to say, Rabbanu Shalom, the perek of the Aron being taken away, we learned. And we've had many Tisha B'Avs telling over the story about how the Aron was taken away by the police. And if we're still crying, Tisha B'Av, Tavshin Pen Pei Beis, it's because We need you to teach us the next capital, the next parak. And we're waiting for that parak. It should be taught soon. And each one of us should be zeichah with our families and all the Jewish people in good health to sit down with our melamed Torah la'am Yisrael in good health and to learn that parak of Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yom Lekechem Navdaru Alev Yerushalayim V'kiru Eleh, that the time has come for the gula. We should be zeichah ayin v'ayin Yerushu v'shem tzion the gula shmamitis mehevi amen amen v'amen. I'm going to ask you to ask me to ask you 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 to ask